Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to All That Jazz Now. Tonight's subtitle, I like saying that, tonight's subtitle, Jazz Artists, Music Takes You on a Journey. Jazz is the natural vision of storytelling with music notes. You know how you want to get a story and you want to say, tell me a story? Well, that's what jazz does. It's like your little kid sitting in front of the big jazz man. Tell me a story. I'm going to play it on the sax. Mary, Mary had a little lamb. Dee, 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 dee. Oh, man, my mic is listening to it. Now, when I want it to be loud, darn thing won't go loud. I don't know what this is. Anyway, look, we're going to get this show started. That was my intro. So now I got to play the other intro. All That Jazz Now.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only All That Jazz Now. So we got some tracks for you tonight. I mean, I'm scuffling with them, but guess what? I'm a trooper. So what I'm going to play is Wes Montgomery, the man. You know, Wes Montgomery is really good and was great at jazz guitar. So, it's hard to beat him. Here we go. So let me play it for you. Wes Montgomery, A Day in the Life. Thank you. Wes Montgomery, Bad Man. You know, one of the things about the best American jazz guitarist, Wes Montgomery. He was born March 6, 1923, long before we were all even thought of, and passed away June 15th, 1968. Montgomery was known for his unique and unusual technique of plucking the guitar strings. He used to pluck the AT out of that man. So that was one of the great things about some of the jazz artists. You know, 1960, he had an album, Wes Montgomery, The Incredible Jazz Guitar. 65, Smoking at the Half Note, A Day in the Life, which is what I just played. Did you know that was in 1967? Still going to school then. But the man was bad. The man was bad. Montgomery virtually defined modern jazz guitar during the 1950s. So you got to think about that. I keep telling y'all, age brings wisdom. So I want you to whiz it and chiz it. Chiz it. Done. Oh, okay, all right. So, anyway, I had a friend of mine that's in Washington right now and doing some other things. And her aunt was singing jazz a long time ago, and she's recorded one of the tracks. So we were talking, I guess, last year, year before last. And she said, Don, you know, my aunt, she could cut jazz. And she sent me the little track, and I liked it. And she does that kind of piano jazz, you know, in the barn, the piano drum. But she won't do it anymore. She stopped doing it. But I want you to listen to this track. It's got a nice xylophone, or what we used to call the vibes. Now, I don't think they still use them anymore, but you're going to hear him boom, 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 playing it. So let's give a listen again. And I just put on the track for a name, Auntie. Because I don't know her name, man. So Auntie you do.
Tried spending time with our friends. Don't wanna be alone again without you.
Production, how about we have one of the new jazz artists re-record that song? I mean, they do it all the time, right? My Funny Valentine by Dakota Staben, Kakan, and a whole bunch of other people. So it might be nice if the aunt can't do it anymore because she got a nice voice. You know, what if somebody else could take that, like a Jennifer Hudson or somebody, you know, or even one of the new artists could take that and, like, cut it, you know. So, again, I always tell you, age brings wisdom, and we got a lot of wisdom out there in the world. So, pushing right along. It's 7:23. We got to take a quick break. But when I come back, we got more great music for you on All That Jazz Now. Subtitle, Jazz Artists and Music Takes You on a Journey.
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Promotional there. Beyond Dreams, 9 on the field. Did you know it's 7:30? Well, 7:28. So I'll cheat a couple of minutes. 28 and 30. Oh, man. We got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the show. It's 728. What happened at 729? Okay, so, you know, I was telling you about Wes Montgomery. And he's a bad artist, right? And then I played Alone Again, right? By Auntie. So that was pretty good. So now, you know, everybody's always talking about Paul Taylor. So I went to look, and I said, well, let me see what I can find that I played before. And I found this track that I like. It's Paul Taylor featuring Regina Bell, How Did You Know? And the track is really good, right? So I pulled it on out and said, I think I got to figure out where to play this track. And so I kept looking and thinking. And then I said, okay, after I play Auntie. Oh, man, you don't wear it out, dog. Okay, all right. But anyway, it's 7:30. So, see, that's how fast time goes. All right, I'm going to play this track, jazz track by Paul Taylor, featuring Regina Bell. How did you know?
Nothing new in my life. Oh, habits are hard to break. I wanted more for myself, but I was scared to change my ways. Then I saw you. You said the very thing that was in my heart. But how did you know? Day by day, every morning sunshine looks so different to me. I appreciate everything. It's all because of you. You said the very thing in my heart. But how did you know?
All right. You know, there's something about a name. And I'm going to play this track next by a superstar named Laura Williams. And she can cut. She's a bad lady. So she is super duper. And I'm going to play this track. I didn't write the name down, but it's from the album called The Book. So why don't you give a listen to this? And, you know, there's something about that name that's just dangerously bad. An artist in Florida, Laura Henderson, she can cut. She's singing with Jack Blutman. She's got a track called Fly Me to the Moon. And she also has a track called Wild Is the Wind. Now, Randy Crawford cut the AG out of Wild with the Wind, but Laura does pretty good. And she's got a little jazz group that travels around Florida, and they do their little thing. And it's not a little thing. They do a big thing. She's pretty good. So we're going to do a back-to-back. We're going to do Fly Me to the Moon, which is a great Frank Sinatra song. And then we're going to back it up with Wild Is the Wind. How about that? So see, we're moving on.
in other words, I love you. In other words, I love you. In other words, I
Wild as the Wind. And the other track was Fly Me to the Moon. How about that? Man, we got some bad, bad tracks. It's 10 minutes to 8. We're almost in an hour. All right, well, we got to play a couple of commercials. And then when we come back, we got some more great jazz music for you.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And that was Beyond Dreams. Nine on the Field. That's a bad book too, man. I really like writing that. And I really got emotionally charged when I put that book together. And I had to think of the characters, you know, like Dusty Wilson is one of Sierra's best friends. And it was really good, man, really good. I did the graphics really good and worked on it and together. So I did it. So when you're writing, put your foot in it, your emotions, your whole way of thinking. Just put it in there. Put it deep. All right, let's see. Where are we going now? I say, since we got two more minutes before we reach the bewitching hour of 8 o'clock, how about we play a Frank Sinatra, The Good Life? It's the good life when you know that your feeling is real. Frankie, Donnie.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
And that was Frank taking us to the 8 o'clock hour. 59 more minutes. Man, we're going to knock it. We're going to knock it out of the park. I got a track I want to play for you. Bet You Don't Know. It's by Ronnie Jordan. And it's a heck of a track, man. He's got a, it's not a clarinet. I think it's a trumpet. I'm not sure. But I want you to listen to this. Maybe you tell me what it is, because it's pretty awesome. So maybe it's a oboe or something. I don't know. But we're going to play it. Bet You Don't Know. Thank you. So how about that? I found out that's a clarinet, I think. I don't know, but it sounds good. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Ronnie Jordan. And At Last, bad track, man. So we're picking up some doozy woozies. Doozy woozy. Oh, my God. Corny. There's no corn at all. How about that? You're going to miss that popping the corn. All right. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. I kid you not. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you even got a broke phone. You can get in. All right, Ronnie Jordan, going to take us in. What about it, Ronnie? Yeah, man. Ronnie Jordan, the long version. That's at last. And that was kind of, I like that. Dun, dun, da, da. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. It was pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. All right. 41 more minutes.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. An Idea, Black History and Diversity is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of Black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
How about that? This computer gonna drive me crazy. Stand by me. Jack. and that was Stand By Me. I thought that was a pretty good track. You know, it was a group called the Drifters. And back in the day, they did Stand By Me. It was a pretty big hit. You know, so this young lady in Asia decided to take it a year and a half ago and say, hey, why don't I play Stand By Me? You know, people like Stand By Me. And they had a movie about a high school, and they had a track in there, Stand By Me. I think it was starring Morgan Freeman. It was pretty good, too. You know, it was a little movie. School was jacked up. He had to come in and straighten it out and lock the doors, put chains on the door. And they used to call him Crazy Joe. That was a pretty good movie, though. You know, movies about us in school, the movie that I liked the best was Makila, or Michaela and the Bee. And she was in a spelling bee contest. And the whole community was trying to help her win the spelling bee. And she had to spell some difficult words, man, like Rhodososicus. And if I had been in that, they said, okay, Don, you ready? Rhodososicus. Can I have a meaning? No. Can I have what the heck you think it is? Rhodososicus? Don, you got a minute to spell the word. Rhodososicus. Okay, Rhoda, R-A-D-A. Sasuke. Anyway, let me quit fooling around. But that's how they do you, you know, in the spelling bee. Find some words. The heck is a rod of sasukas. I'm going to play this track Above the Trees. And that's for real, man. How you spell trees? T-R-E-S. Oh, man, I'm having one of them days. Rod of Sasakas. Come on and play the music, computer. Man, you're killing me. I don't know what is going on.
Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Want to go. It's kind of like storytelling. And when you're a storyteller, you tell stories. But you do it with music, you know, and that's a good thing. That's an excellent thing, as a matter of fact. You know, one of the things about, like, Peter White is one of the greatest guitar players ever. And he tells a lot of stories with his music. And his titles, he'll have a track called Caravan, or what he's playing next might be contemporary jazz. Because he does play acoustic guitars. And he's maintained a reputation as one of the most versatile and prolific acoustic guitarists. So, you know, when you think about that, you got to say the man is bad. And born in 1937, October 10th. And the man's still cutting. And, you know, Peter White is just phenomenal. So I want you to think about that as you listen to other jazz artists, because they're all good. But each one of them have their own individual style. I'm going to play a track by a young lady named Diana Krall. No, actually, it's by, Vergee. It's called Based on 1,000 True Stories. And I like this track.
Dim our carefree days tonight, and would guard us, she said, that we would fear nothing. But now I see the flawed heart, whose only wish is to be right, feels how it's beaten for nothing.
Say you do.
And of course, we had to play it again because Wes Montgomery was our featured artist for tonight. Well, you know, we're at close to a close. And that's the one thing about music. You can listen and enjoy. And you even get requests. You know, people said, I got a lot of texts. They wanted to hear Auntie again. I said, Auntie? Play Auntie. So, I told you, Auntie could cut, though, man. Back in the day, she was the fire, wasn't she? So, we only got a few more minutes to go, so why don't we listen to Auntie Alone Again? And you might hear the same soundtrack in the upcoming version of the TV series, To Have a Friend. I think that might fit. You let me know. Text me and tell me what you think. Because I think it could be good. One of you out there, my singer friends, you could be the one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been nice. I enjoy it. I got 90 seconds. She's in my ear. And I'm going to get ready to get out and do what I got to do on the other computer. But thank you for listening to All That Jazz. Now, it was pretty good. All right, Regina, Paul Taylor, take us out of here.
Nothing new in my life. Oh, habit, a heart to break. I wanted more for myself, but I was scared to change my ways. Then I saw you. You said the very thing that was in my heart. But how did you know? Day by day, every morning, sunshine looks so different to me. I appreciate everything. It's all because of you. You said the very thing in my heart. But how did you know?